Philip Semper-Pierre, for these are computer. Today's date is 06/28/2025. Dictation is for Anita Clark. Clark spells C-L-A-R-K. Anita spells A-N-I-T-A. Date of birth is 01/14/1946. This is a 79-year-old female, A, with a itchy rash period. Patient stated that she was out in the yard working and may have come in contact with poison ivy, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies tightness in her throat or chest, period. She endorses itching. Next line, she denies shortness of breath, denies cough, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypercholesterolemia. Next line, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next line, hypertension. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. The social history, she denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, medication, rosuvastatin. Next line, fenofibrate. Next line, omeprazole. Next line, lisinopril. Next paragraph, allergies, none. And next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96%. Urinary blood pressure is 136/71. Pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph, skin. She has blanching erythematous macule discreetly distributed on her upper forearm bilaterally. No vesicles, no bulli. She has excoriation from itching. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardia, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, undistended, no guard, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is contact dermatitis. Assessment number two is pruritus. Assessment number three is rash, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, patient received the following: dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, Benadryl 25 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15 minutes after the injection, then reevaluated. She said she's beginning to feel a little better. She denies any side effects from the medication. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. End of dictation.